Adding intuition to tarot readings can increase clarity and allow you to provide more details about events ahead. However, starting to include intuition in your readings can feel scary, sometimes overwhelming. What if I'm wrong? How much of what I'm sensing can I trust? What do I do if a client doesn't understand what I've said? These are questions beginners often ask themselves. An effective way to ease into giving intuitive readings is to begin by announcing that you're sensing more, but that it might be wrong. If the client is okay about that, then you're free to tell the person what you're sensing. And I use the term sensing because clairvoyants see images, they see them in the mind's eye. Clairaudience hear guidance through their inner voice or through spiritual guides, and clairsentients feel body sensations. In the 1980s, I worked in a psychic centre in London. When I booked my flight home to Sydney, I realised I was free to say whatever I sensed, because I wouldn't be seeing any of those clients again. At the end of each reading, I'd turn off the recorder. I'd announce that I sensed a bit more, but it might not be accurate. Every single client urged me to tell them anyway. Within 5 days, I had new clients who'd heard about me from recent clients who were amazed at what I'd been told, what they'd been told rather, when the recorder was off. One client turned up without an appointment directly after a funeral. Her makeup was still smudged from crying. At the wake, she spoke to a man who told her that I'd described the grand piano in the corner of the room they were standing in. It was covered in flowers, and I predicted the event, asking, why is it that we give others all the flowers in death, we never gave them in life? The only way to truly know if what you're sensing is accurate is to keep an intuitive diary or to tell people during readings. The sad thing is, when they return 2 or 3 years later to tell you that you were correct, you're unlikely to remember the session. Sometimes you won't even recall the client. In fact, I make it a policy to forget readings directly after each session so that I'm clear for the next client. Keeping an intuitive diary on paper, on your phone or on your iPad is a practical way to record details that can be checked later for accuracy. However, it can be a slow process. Saying aloud what you sense to clients in readings, especially when you already have cards on the table, is a smoother way to strengthen personal intuition. It's important to still have a working knowledge of the tarot for those days when you sense nothing. And this can happen if you're uncentered or if you have a client who's in a chaotic state. On those days, you can still give an accurate reading using your knowledge of the cards on the table before you. Intuition can be turned on and off, and this is important if you need to step out into a crowded cafe or a shopping centre in between clients. People who are psychically open all the time can be quickly drained in crowded environments. I devoted several chapters in my book, Intuition, to psychic cleansing and protection, because these are vital in the process of psychic development. Tarot readings provide an ideal environment to practice psychic skills, as clients or friends are already there for predictions. You're simply adding another layer to the reading or some icing on the cake. With experience, your intuition will fire up sooner into each reading, until it's a seamless combination of learned card meanings and intuitive details to help clients understand events more clearly. In one tarot reading some years ago, a woman asked about love relationships. The cards on the table included the King of Wands, so I described a bold, assertive man who was naturally competitive, forthright, cheeky, and someone who thrived on a challenge. That describes all the 3 men I'm dating, she replied. Scanning through 7 cards on the table, I noticed that the Emperor card was also there and suggested that he might be an Aries. Both the King of Wands and the Emperor cards are cards for the sign of Aries. That's down to 2 now, she responded. So I tuned in clairvoyantly to clarify her situation and moved forward 12 months to see who was around her then. I described a man who had his own business, and she confirmed both of these Aries men owned businesses. I told her that he had 2 teenage children, and it turned out that both had 2 children. Realizing this process might take half of our reading time, I scanned the man's body for physical scars, moles, or other identifying marks. I told her that he had a thin scar from a childhood accident on his right shin, near the ankle. It was around 5 centimetres long. She said to me that she'd study them both in the coming days and see who was most likely to become her long-term partner. It's not often you have to go into such detail with somebody, but just in that case I had to. A good way to test your accuracy is to look into the client's past. I often ask the person's age and then I work backwards, intuitively scanning year by year until an event stands out. I then describe the event and his or her age when it occurred. If they confirm what I've described, I know that now I can scan forward year by year into the future. When the reading concludes, I remind clients that they have free will in all predictions.